Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Y'all, we are just a few days away from vacation, and it shows.
Hassan's frozen.
Hassan's literally frozen. Look, are you just not moving? I'm not sure if he's...
No, he's frozen. No, but you know what? At least it's cute. It was cute, though.
Yeah. Right?
Where he was frozen, at least. At least just try to always smile, so on YouTube, it looks nice. Like a nice freeze frame.
I was trying to do, the thumbnail. That's what I was doing.
That's what
I was doing
is.
My thumbnail.
You look like it. You look good. He's all blurry over here, but he's here in spirit. In case you don't know, we also do this podcast live on YouTube on Wednesdays, which literally not one person's watching right now, so it doesn't matter.
Fine.
So if you ever want to check out the show live and interact with us, it's fun. You can just go to KramerandJess.com or just search Kramer and Jess on YouTube. In case you're new to the Uncensored Podcast, welcome to episode 84 of this nonsensical nonsense. I gotta tell you what our boss said about our podcast that was so offensive this week. This one right here. I'll tell you in a second. He doesn't mean to be offensive, but sometimes he's just offensive. I'll tell you in a second. First, let's give the fair warning if you're entering into this situation.
Well, if you're gonna talk shit on the podcast, then you shouldn't be listening, A. And
true.
Then B, this is like the close friends, because this is supposed to be a safe space.
Yes.
So this is where we come to not be judged, where we can be ourselves. That's what this is for.
PG-13 to R. Today, actually, it's X. X rated. Oh, yeah. I got a doozy for you today, folks.
Great. God.
So hang on for that.
Can I go first? I don't like going after your scary stories.
Just like, I'm not going to see my boyfriend for a minute.
He's like, I'm fucking bitches. I don't like going after you.
Low key. So people are hopping on now. Sir. Hi, Tina. Good morning. Welcome. Hello, Felicia, also watching. Sorry, at first it just didn't show anybody was on here. So Georgia's here and checking in. Hello, Georgia.
Good morning.
I love the picture of your dog. Also, Adrian, a.k.a. Doe Eyes.
Hey, girl.
Is on the podcast today. You know what our boss said about our podcast? He says, I don't know if people like your uncensored podcast. And I was like, okay, what's your... What's your reasoning here?
Wasn't even asking, but go on.
Didn't ask. Somehow the podcast came up. He's like, I don't know if anybody cares about the Uncensored Podcast. He's mm-hmm. like, maybe you could find other things to do in that. Because we're like slammed. We're 41 minutes late for this podcast today. Even on non-vacation weeks, we work to the minute every minute. He's like, maybe consider dropping the Uncensored Podcast. And I was like, that's literally the saddest thing that you could say. Because to me, this is... This is like the space, you know? Like, can you imagine if the Uncensored Podcast went away?
No. I kind of need it to survive.
All we could do is kid jokes?
Oh, no.
24 hours a day, seven days a week.
Wait, just kid jokes. Why did he say that?
He was like, I was looking at your podcast, and you guys haven't had anyone write a review since February.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's why he thinks people don't like it, because he didn't see a review.
He said the last review, he's like, I just noticed that the last review you had, it seems like people aren't very engaged with the podcast.
Are you fucking kidding?
And I was like, I mean, we know y'all listen. We see the numbers. It's like the few, the proud, right? The uncensored squad. But that man said you haven't had a review on Apple Podcasts since February. I forget what day. February, though.
No, it was like February 2021.
Was it 21?
I think so.
So a year ago?
I think that.
Oh, that is bad. Okay.
But is it though? I don't think
Hang on, now I gotta look this up.
No, I think it's from 2021. But who cares? I go to things all the time, and I don't write a review every time I have like a nice smoothie down the street.
That's true.
I just enjoy it. I just go there and I get it, and I say hi to Brenda, who checks me out. Like, that's it.
Last review of this podcast was actually my college friend, Abby.
She doesn't count then.
Doesn't count. So we'll go to one before that. February 3rd, Amy Panhandle listener.
2021?
Yeah. No, yeah, 2022.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, only 7 months or whatever. Right. Man. Like, it's still.
So do you write a review? Do you submit a review on every single thing?
No,
all the time?
I don't.
No, you don't. You just listen.
I don't. But Amy, by the way, Becca, this is our last review that we had of our pod. And listen, I'm an ego guy, so
I don't care about that kind of stuff personally. So that bothers
me. Fact that we have people show up is like big. So I don't know. If you would just maybe shut them the hell up and just go write a review.
Just do it once a month.
Just once in your life. Like I just don't want him to feel like this podcast isn't successful. Because to me, like, this is a massive success. We've had people from all over the country. But that tune in some of y'all just listen to just this podcast, you know?
But that's kind of annoying because they never say anything whenever we make it on that podcast list.
No, they don't say shit about anything.
So.
Yeah, we literally just had our highest ratings in like months of the year. The highest. And like, I was like, can we get an email about that? And there's been no email gone. Then we're the bastard children of this radio station.
So wait, crap. I was wondering, did they say anything where y'all was like number one?
No, they don't say shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, we were literally we were like top three in podcast magazine all over the country. But the fact that we don't have reviews. No.
I'm kind of obsessed with me. But.
Just take a second if you would.
No, don't do it. What we tell you to do.
No,
fuck
do
that.
It.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it, please. Because no. If that's gonna be their validation right now.
No.
We can't say no one's given a shit about us since February.
I don't like that. We're not fucking Costco. We're not making you pay for a membership. We're just happy that you're fucking here. Like, fuck that.
We should charge. We should. We might start charging.
No.
So Jess is entering into something I can tell is giving you massive anxiety. And the fact that it's giving you massive anxiety, I think, is possibly the red flag here.
Is it?
What's the issue? Hassan just logged off.
I don't think I should be a part of this conversation, so I'm going to just log out. I'll be back now. I'll be back.
Wait, why? Why? What? Oh, it shut down?
We're having so many technical errors.
Well, but you still need to talk, though, because your mic still works.
We can still hear you, but if if you're watching the YouTube show, Hassan just disappeared. Okay.
It really didn't disappear.
No,
my
computer's
messing
died.
Up.
No, it's fine.
I just want to go on vacation, so let's just get this over with, okay? Yeah. Jessica, what's the issue?
It's not an issue. It's just something.
Not the way you say it. It's not even a little bit of an issue. Which is what?
I'm just having like low key anxiety because next month is going to be the first time that I will be apart from Garage Boy since we moved to Maryland.
Yeah. What is next month?
Morning Show Boot Camp.
Yeah.
It's like this like radio conference where like a bunch of radio people go and we like learn and we hang out.
And then
isn't
he going somewhere without you after that?
Yeah.
So is that both in August?
No, mine's in August. His is September. So
okay.
My conference is August and then he has a bachelor party.
Why are you
in
breathing
September?
Fast? Like you're literally breathing fast. Well, Boot Camp shouldn't be a huge deal, I don't think. Do you think it'll be a big deal? Because you're going to be around. Aren't you rooming with Steph?
Yeah.
So, it's not like you're really going to.
No, I think I'm going to be distracted because, if anything, I'm more so focused on being with Stephanie. I'm also nervous about that. I feel like I am very, very nervous about seeing. This will be the first time I'm seeing Stephanie in 2 years.
Okay,
I am very, very nervous to see Stephanie Sedella.
If you're new to. Is that you say your last name? I never knew. If you're new to our. I didn't know. I thought it was Idea or something. I don't know.
The fucking disrespect.
I don't know who Stephanie is.
That's
so.
Okay. So this is our old producer, but let me explain what's happened. This is what I'm also pretty concerned about because when we all lived in San Diego, it was me and Jess and then this girl, Steph.
No, it was me and Steph and everybody else.
Okay. These two were like two peas in a pod. It was basically kind of like Hassan's role. They were both part time and they switched off days, right?
And we did different shit though.
But they were two peas in a pod. Well, Jess during that time period of her life was like wild as fuck. Like the Jess you know now, like if you're new to Kramer and Jess, like if you knew us from Maryland forward, this is not the girl. Like sometimes I have to like I like freak myself out. I'm like, who is this woman?
Yeah.
This full grown woman at this
it's
point.
It's very different. She's still there. You guys just don't get to see her. That's all.
So she, like Jess and Steph, like these two wild child. They're two 25-year-olds when I knew you, basically, right? Mm-hmm. What I found, though, is that when you reconnect with people that you haven't seen since that time period of your life, you will instantly hop back into that time period of your life because that's all you guys know.
Well, not only that, but I mean, that's how it is every time we go back home. Like, I see my friends that I grew up with. I feel like I'm freaking 15. We're doing stupid shit.
Are you guys going to get fucking just wild? Because I don't know. I don't know how you're going to act.
I have this feeling that the universe purposely keeps us away from each other,
mm-hmm.
that we can't live in the same place because we don't focus and we don't do what we have to do and we get into trouble because like she lived on the East Coast for a certain amount of time and then she moves back to the West Coast when I finally moved to the fucking East Coast.
Literally like an hour from here.
We were like passing each other. We basically like bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's gonna be a lot.
Yeah. I'm worried about it.
I think I might pass out from like the excitement. I literally think I might cry and pee myself at the same time.
Can we talk about what was happening with you at boot camp? Can we talk about that now? Because I think that'll also breathe into my anxiety of what I'm concerned about with the image of our show.
What do you mean?
What you're receiving at boot camp.
Oh, okay.
So Jess is getting an award.
Is this for real though? I really haven't said anything
about
it. Yes,
it's fucking real.
Are you sure?
Yes. Jess is getting, I mean, I wouldn't, it's kind of, I just say it when you get it. I don't think I have to say it, like pre-say it.
Well, no, I just like, for me with those kind of things, like I don't want to I'm not sure if this is like actually happening.
She's going to be receiving a Rising Star Award.
So Kramer says, but he could be lying.
And Morningstar Booking. So like, it's, to me, it's like, okay, this is like, they pick like five people every year or so. And they say, these are the people that we really think are going to be big talents in this business, which is like massive. You know, out of all the country, they picked little Jessica Dutra over here. And well-deserved, don't get me wrong.
Congratulations.
Well, it's deserved. We'll clap. My concern is,
allegedly,
though,
oh,
is
Jesus.
That like, you're going to come in and like be on cocaine or something. Like,
when am I getting the award? Thursday or Friday?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know when it is.
Whatever it is, like, do it the next day.
When do I need to not do cocaine?
Just do it the next day after.
I'm not going
to
do that.
You can do whatever you want. I need to make sure that you... Like, this is the first time you're getting a spotlight on you.
So you're only concerned because of you.
Yep.
You're not concerned about me. You're just concerned about you.
I don't give a shit what you do. But if you make me look bad, I swear to God.
How would I make you look bad? I feel like you're fine on your own, bitch.
How is she going to make you look bad?
If she comes over here and she like vomits on the stage or something because she's too shit-faced because she hasn't seen her friend, her party friend for 2 years.
It's not my part. Okay, first of all, again, people who don't know Stephanie, like Stephanie's literally like my sister. So like she's like my best friend on the planet and I haven't seen her. So it's not just like me and like some party girl Stephanie. Like, it's actually a really sad thing. I haven't seen her in a very long time.
Yes.
So I am going to be very excited to see her.
My concern, though, is also, do you agree? This is how I felt. Whenever I was away from my ex-wife, it was fucking party time, bro. Like, it was time to fucking rage because...
Well, Garage, no, I mean...
It's just because it's like a different vibe. You know what I mean?
No,
like, it's just
Garage Boy and I like to get shit-faced together because, like, we all have the same friend. So it's not so much that. It's just, like, Stephanie is the issue. It's Stephanie.
Okay.
It's Stephanie.
You think she's going to be wild. Is she available? No, she's still doing her morning show, isn't she? Yeah, she's probably still on the air right now.
Yeah, she's busy.
We can talk
I think
to
it'll
her.
Be fine, though. I think it's going to be fine. I won't Kramer for you. Not even for you, but you don't have to
worry.
For us, you're
for the good, for the good of the Kramer and Jess brand.
If I receive this award, allegedly, as he says, we'll see about it.
I need you just not to be a shit show. That's
but
all
I don't
I'm
have,
asking.
I don't have to say anything, do I? Don't we just go up there and meet
I think
it?
I think you say something.
Oh, hell.
No.
I think she gives a speech.
So
no.
Definitely I think drink it's, the day after the award.
Yeah. No. I think it's like 15 minutes. Full of you.
You're a lie.
No, I'm just
That's
kidding.
A lie.
I don't think we say anything.
I don't think you do either.
No, I think there's a picture up there. And then
I forget. I haven't been to boot camping since 2017, so 18. So, okay, part two of this. So that's part one of codependency no more, Jessica. Now on the other end. Oh, Hassan's back, by the way. Let's see. Hassan, welcome back to the YouTube show. Still looks like shit. The camera looks awful.
It does. It's the old ass computer.
I don't know
it's
what's okay. happening with it. You are going to also then 2 weekends later be away from Garage Boy, but this time he's going to be the one mm-hmm. out partying, acting a fool. Well, first off, go back to part one. Do you think he's going to be like...
To Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago. Is he going to be like checking on you, being like, hey, like what are the rules? Are you guys going to set rules?
No, I think, because, just typically, we just naturally just stay in contact throughout the day. That's just like how we converse. So that would be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Chicago will be like, you know, like on training wheels because I'm going to be so distracted with like all of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, yeah. I mean, I'll be talking to him throughout the time anyways.
Okay. So no, you don't think he's going to be like, hey, listen, you know.
No, it's not like that.
Just, you know, be home by midnight or some shit.
No.
Now, part two. Couple of weeks later, Garage Boy's going to a bachelor party.
And this is the situation because this time I will be by myself and like alone in the state. Kramer's not even going to be here.
I'm not even here. You are by your lonesome.
Yeah. Like my emergency contact is gone. Here.
You and Asanja got in party.
Yes.
I'm totally down for a bar crawl.
I'm down, but like, I don't know.
She's not down. She's pulling her hair. What are you doing over here?
No, I'm
Why
down.
Why are you pulling your hair?
I'm down, but like, I mean, we've never partied together one. And like, I just don't like, you know, what if you leave and then I'm alone? Like, I don't know. I mean, we're getting to know each other.
Yeah.
True. So true. I would like to spend time with you, but I don't know if spending time with someone I've never been out with while drinking is the smartest thing when I don't have any of my emergency contacts here in the state.
No one's here. You're by yourself. Tom, you have to call Tom.
I can't call Tom.
September, that's what, a month and a half. We still have time to get to know each other so we could be ready
Afraid of rage. My vote is no on this, by the way. Guys maybe want to go to a casual dinner, that might be nice or something, but I think raging, I don't think you can go from zero to raging. We're from work to rage. I don't think that's probably the best idea. So maybe we go from...
What do you think about that, Hasan?
From work to...
happy
hour. Work to happy hour.
What are your feelings?
What is your definition of rage? Because the last time I did two...
Last time you roge.
Ew.
The last time I roge. Geez, that sounds like an
last
infection.
Last time you roge did.
That sounds like an infection. No, but me and my friend, this is so embarrassing. Like, we did two day parties. We was there for 2 hours, then we left because we were so tired and we took naps.
Oh. That sounds perfect.
Do you want to go to a day party?
There you go. We do a day party.
That sounds perfect
to
me.
You can handle that. I won't be here to rescue you.
I'm like scared. I'm like scared to like stay out by myself or like if something happens to me.
I get it. So let's go back though to just the fact that Garage Boy's not going to be here. I know. Like, I feel like you're freaking out. And this scares me for you.
I know.
Does it scare you for you? The fact that like you guys are, and listen, I completely understand this. I remember because in this weird radio world that we live in, I think COVID added a whole nother level to
it. Oh yeah. I am like,
You're like, you're almost like a COVID baby. You know, they're saying that babies that were born during COVID have these weird, like separation anxieties from their parents. They have like weird social skills they're not developing because they weren't around people.
Totally.
Radio world's kind of similar because at least with me and my ex-wife, we just kind of became the unit because we moved around so much.
Yeah.
And we didn't really include anybody else. Massive mistake on the outside. But you guys don't really know any different. You moved to a brand new state during COVID.
But again, it's like, to that point, it's not your fault because you guys had to get to know all the other places by yourself. Yeah. It takes a long time to meet. It's hard to meet people. So it's not like that's something that was done on purpose. It's just kind of like a survival mode reaction. So that, on top of doing it during COVID, on top of him just being like my only person.
Yeah, this is it.
It's kind of weird.
So what are you thinking about going into that weekend? Like
what am I going to do?
Yeah. Like, you're going to be alone.
I'm like, really?
Like,
sad?
Have you ever been alone?
What do you mean?
Like in your whole life, you've always lived with family. You've had boyfriends. Like,
yeah. No, I mean, I've been alone. Yeah. Like, for a long time, I was by myself, like living with roommates,
That's still with roommates.
Oh, like I'm in my like own place?
Yeah, like by yourself.
No, because I could never afford a place by myself.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have the knowledge of like being alone. And I didn't have it until I got divorced. Actually, really until I moved
like
here.
Oh, like living
like,
alone.
Like waking up and being like, I have nothing or no one to see today.
I guess
Saturday's going to be weird for you.
Yeah, I guess it just depends like with that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, because I'd have to go to work, but then I had friends at work. If I like, obviously it's not like my roommates were there all the time. If they like were gone or something, I'd have the house to myself, but I always had like something to do.
So this is going to be it.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're a little apprehensive about that.
I'm like very apprehensive and I have a lot of anxiety, but then I'm also like really excited so I can like do all the girly things that I want to do.
What do you think you want to do while he's gone? Fuck other people.
I want to eat at Cheesecake Factory.
Why is that the first thing that comes to your mind?
Do cocaine.
What?
At the Cheesecake Factory.
Sir, what is up with you and cocaine?
Oh my God, he's texting me right now.
Is he
texting,
watching?
No, we're just texting right now because we're fucking psycho.
Oh, he's texting your phone. I thought you meant he's on the stream. Oh, cool. Like, do you think, like, what do you think you'll do then? Go to the Cheesecake Factory. But you guys go to the Cheesecake Factory together. Is there anything you want to do that you can't do while he's here?
I do like eating by myself, though. I really do. I do like going to coffee shops by myself. I like doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about this actually. So I'm going to wake up and walk to a coffee shop near my house and like have a like coffee there. And because he doesn't really like that place.
Yeah.
He says he does, but I know he doesn't like it. So I'm going to go there and have like a really cute sugary coffee drink and like a cute bagel. And then I'm going to go. Where else am I going to go?
Like, that's the end of the day. She's like, what do I do for the next 4 days? Help me. Somebody give me something to do.
Yeah. Because I also don't like shopping with people. So I'm like actually going to like go to the mall and like do that kind of stuff and like not feel like I have to like rush because someone's waiting on me.
Okay, that's another hour. So
that'll be like another 45 minutes. And then that'll actually probably be like 2 hours. And then there's this thing in the mall that I've been wanting to do where they have like backgrounds set up where you can go and like record videos in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know that place.
Yeah. So I want to go do that.
Wait, like a selfie room or whatever?
So basically it's like. So basically a selfie room, like they have different type of backdrops. They got one that's like money and then they got one that's a bunch of cars.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do that?
And they have selfie sticks.
It's kind of like a playground,
that.
But for me. All
right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So that.
Okay, that's half a day.
And then I'll go.
Dude, I'm so curious. Like you were me.
I'll get
me.
My nails done.
You were me. I remember I felt so lost when my ex-wife went out of town. And I hated that feeling. I can never do that. I can never do that. It feels too vulnerable to me now.
Yeah.
Like, it feels too vulnerable. So I'll be genuinely curious.
I'll probably hang out with Hassan.
Yeah, you should. You guys should, you know?
I'm down.
Just no raging. That's all I'm asking. Don't rage.
Okay.
Do you want to hear
about... We're definitely going to rage.
Oh, definitely behind your back.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about my penis or my butthole?
Ew.
Your choice.
I don't like either of those.
I have two topics today. Listen, the Uncensored Podcast is for this. Like, these are topics that, like, we can't talk about this on the radio. I can't talk about this on Certified Mama's Boy. So we save it for the Uncensored Podcast. If you're like, this is always so smutty, it's because this is the only place the kind of smutty stuff goes. Penis or butthole, your choice.
Probably penis.
Okay. First. We'll discuss my penis right after the break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We now, by the way, have a record amount of people watching on YouTube. I don't think we've ever had this many people before. It's only 18, but like for us, that's a lot.
Hey.
So,
Jesus.
Thanks for coming to our penis talk today. Y'all, you know what I have in my inbox that I just got today? And I'm like freaking out about it. I just got my very first prescription for Viagra.
What?
Wait, what does that mean?
Do you know what Viagra is?
No, but they have to, hey, would you like to buy some Viagra?
From my doctor, a prescription for Viagra.
So you don't ask, they just give it to you?
Well, thanks for asking, Jess.
So you have asked for it.
Let's back the story up a little bit.
For Viagra.
So everyone knows what Viagra is, right?
Yeah.
It's to give you erections, if we're keeping this.
You're not scared to take that?
Well, I don't know. This is why. Okay, let me explain how we got here in the first place. I go to get my physical, when was that? 2-3 weeks ago? And we're talking about everything, right? You go through every facet of your life. How's this? How's that? How's that? Then she goes into, how's your sex life? And I was like, well, not good enough. And she's like, do you feel like you're, do you feel like you're able to
make... How's your stamina?
Yeah, I mean, basically. She was like, how are your erections? Are they firm? And I was like, this is so uncomfortable.
Well, I have been softer than usual. Well, now that you bring it up, it's kind of hard for me to get it up.
That's literally...
This is what I told her, and this is the honest to God truth. This is the honest to God truth. Is I say, no, there's no problem with the mechanics of it.
Right.
The mechanics of it it's still fine.
We're still up and at 'em.
Still up and at 'em.
Okay.
The problem is the desire to be at such state.
Yeah, because when I want to be there, the porn you watch.
Possibly. But like when I want to be there, I'm there, right? Like when I'm in the mood and I'm there, I'm there. The problem is like when you're dating, you can't always dictate when those things are going to happen. You know what I mean? So like, for example, Jess, you're in a relationship. You can, a garage boy lives there all the time. If you don't have sex one night, it's
there's a penis big, there all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
I don't get that kind of... I mean,
access yes.
to such sexual activities
right.
that one such as you may get, right?
But wouldn't you think that like when the time is there, you'd be like, let's fucking go since it's not, since it's sporadic?
And I don't know if this is, no one's going to talk about this, but as I get older, what's happening is there's many days where I'm just tired, stressed, burnout. And if that opportunity falls on one of those days,
you're not having it.
It's way harder to get to a state where I want to have sex in the first place.
So Viagra doesn't just make you hard. It makes you want to have sex because I thought it just made you hard. Because what if you're just sad walking around with the hard on?
I'm dead.
I cannot.
I'm dead right now.
That was so good.
I'll cry with a boner.
That was good.
I'm crying with a boner over here in the corner.
Have you done that before?
Hang on. Yes. What, cry with a boner?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever cry with a boner. What? What does that mean? Why would it, it's not here.
You never had happy tears with the boner?
I don't think it's ever been that good.
You've never cried during sex before?
Shit, I have.
No. I have.
Wait, okay, we'll come
in
back
like
to this.
In like a good way.
We'll come back to this. Let me finish this and we'll come back to this.
Okay.
I don't want to be here all day. We're already 25 minutes into this. She was asking, she was like, well, let's do this. Let's test your testosterone levels to make sure everything's still good. She's like, you're pretty young still, so there shouldn't be a problem there, but let's just double check. Because we treat it different ways, depending if you have a low T or if, just want to just have a boner for fun. And so she tested it, came back completely normal. So she's basically like, hey, everything looks normal. I sent over a prescription for Viagra for
you. If you want it.
If you want it. It's all yours. And I'm like, I don't know.
But you didn't answer my question.
Yes.
Does it help with desire?
So, no, I don't think it makes you any more. So, I would say right now, without Viagra, it has to be desire plus ability, right? So,
with Viagra, you'd be like, okay, I guess fine.
The ability
but at least
is
you'd be
there.
Able to perform.
I'd be able to still, because I still want to have sex. I'm just so burnt out. And if it's on a day, like if the opportunity arises day where I'm just like,
But
I still want to have sex. So I'm like, this is my one opportunity for like a month or whatever.
But the thing about Viagra, does it work right away or does it take time to set in? So what if...
Do you know anything about Viagra?
Yes. It takes a little bit of time to set in, give or take. So you're supposed to take it...
Wait, what is your expertise with this?
Did you do it?
No, I never did it.
Oh, you don't?
I don't need to do it.
Oh, did someone else have to take one?
Yes.
Okay.
I know someone who took some.
I heard a lot of people that do drugs will take it because they're so fucked up while they're doing it. They have a hard time getting a boner.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, this also was a movie too. I want to say Chris Rock did a movie I Think I Love My Wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he did it.
I saw that. See, that's what's my fear with Kramer is, like, if anything's ever going to go wrong to someone's body, it's Kramer's body.
And so
my fear is that you're going to take it and then you're going to have a hard-on for, like, 7 hours straight.
7 days.
And it's not going to go down because your body is so fucking sensitive to everything that then you're going to have to go to the hospital. Someone at the hospital is going to know who you are. And then,
they're going to know who he is because they probably went on a date with him.
Well, no, but, no, I'm just saying, like, these are the thoughts that are going on in my head right now.
But if someone does take Viagra and they have an erection lasting longer than 4 hours, they need to go to the hospital.
That's true.
4 hours.
4 hours, you got to go to the hospital.
Okay,
but you could take it before.
But wait, how long does it need to get to actually get going?
I have the answer right here. We're learning a lot together. Generally, Viagra takes 30 to 60 minutes to take effect.
That sucks too, because if you're in the moment, what if you're...
Therefore, take Viagra at least 1 hour before you intend to have sex.
But you don't
foreplay.
Know. Yeah, but that's... I mean, yes, but like, I just think it's so hard to determine in like the dating stage if it's actually going to happen.
So I'm sitting there.
So you're sitting there, you're thinking, I think we might have sex, let me just pop
right
one of these.
Back.
Then she changes her mind, or the vibe's not right, or it doesn't happen.
Her dog dies, and I'm sitting there with a boner.
You're playing Mario Kart with a fucking boner.
My dick's using it as a controller.
No, it could work with Mario Kart. The strip Mario Kart. If you lose, take off a piece of clothing.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know if this is a good idea.
I'm debating. I'm debating.
All right.
Jess knows. Hang on, Jess knows. She's known me long enough. If there is an opportunity for something to go wrong,
it's going to happen to you.
It will 100% happen to me and nobody else.
Whenever there's like a medical situation.
Or anything. A la owing $556,000 to the IRS.
$556,000. Ticks. Lyme disease.
Damn.
Something wrong with his ear. Like, he can't. Like, he's gluten-free. He's vegan. He's like, there's so many things. And that's, I mean, yes, half by choice, but also half by, like, you just
necessity.
Like, you have
my
to live that way.
My body's so sensitive.
Yeah.
But, y'all, if I could bang out for, like, fucking 4 hours at a time, it don't come all the time. So if I could just sit there and just pa, 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 you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say that it wouldn't be a good time. YouTube, hop in on your opinion here. You think I should take it or not? Hassan, yes, your 2 cents.
Do you have ED?
No. So like
then
I say,
don't take it.
Like when I want, like when I am, with all conditions are correct.
What
I don't
does
have
ED
a,
mean?
Erectile
dysfunction. You can't get hard at all.
Yeah, no. I can't, when all things are, when I'm rested, when I'm feeling good, when I'm with a young woman.
When I've had my green tea
When I've had
shot.
My green teas. Yeah, like I can perform flawlessly.
Yeah.
And that's like 60 to 70% of the time. Most of the time I say it's not an issue. But then when that time arises, where
so
I'm
basically
like, fuck,
when
I'm
you're
tired,
stressed.
But like, this with this one girl, I know this is like my one opportunity to get it in. You know, I'm thinking it might be worth it. Doe says don't do it.
Thank you. I said don't do it.
Georgia says don't do it.
My vote for the man who can barely drink a cup of decaf without losing his shit, my vote is fucking no.
Julie G says don't do it. Having sex with a rando isn't worth it. I debate the second part of that.
No. I agree with Julie, and this is what I'm taking from your comment, Julie, where it's like, if you're going to fuck with something when it comes to Viagra, I think you should be doing it with someone that you're comfortable with, because if shit hits the fan, it's like kind of okay, or you guys can, or both of you are
that's
willing
true.
To wait for it,
okay.
Versus if it's a rando, you don't know if she's going to dip. You don't know if she's still going to be fucking down. She, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. I give you that.
My penis falls off.
Yeah.
Lynn says go for it. Lynn says try it.
Okay,
Lynn, I'd love some more on this. Veronica says no. Tina says no, just pass on it. So what do y'all mean to do? Just pass up a sexual opportunity? They don't come around that often.
What sexual opportunity are you doing?
Exactly. Thank
you. Like, you take in Viagra and then what?
So what's going to happen when it's past 4 hours and you have to go to the emergency room? Like, what's that plan?
I'm
going to
call my emergency contact. Who is who?
Is
Jessica Ducci, everybody.
Oh, fuck.
Jess will meet me.
That's a great
Jess will meet me at the emergency room, and my boner will be hanging out through my pants.
I'm
sorry.
I don't want to go. I don't want to see that.
Lynn says yes, do it without randoms. And Julie says yes, Jess. Okay. I don't know. It says maybe take half a pill. What about that? When we started small? It's a gateway drug. I don't know.
You guys don't fucking understand this, man, you guys.
And there's one person that has to deal with it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
My emergency contact.
I can't.
Yeah, usually, by the way, all jokes aside, the only two people I put as emergency contacts, my mom and Jess. That's it, depending on the situation.
And he's obviously not going to call his mom.
No, that would be a you situation for sure.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of here. Man, listen, thank you for making this a massive YouTube day. We've never seen numbers this high.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's at 20 doesn't sound like a lot, but for you, it's fun to see the growth of this podcast. If you could, and you feel like, if you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
I don't support this statement.
If you want to drop a, you know what you could do actually? This would be funny.
No.
Leave a comment, but just do a middle finger emoji at Tom.
Yeah.
That'd be funny, right?
Like at Tom, like, middle finger
Tom.
Okay, I can support that.
Because then he'll check it in like 6 months and be like,
yeah,
I don't know what they said, but I need to go back and listen to every episode. All right, we're going to be off next week. We're going to be on vacation. And so we will not see you guys back until the 3rd of August. Until then, we'll catch you on social media and on the radio show. Jess, how do we find you?
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT, and my podcast, Low Key.
If you haven't met this lovely gentleman to my right, this is Hassan. He is a new producer on our show and a lovely guy to be around. Hassan, how do we find you so we can spy on you?
Don't think you should do that.
Hello.
You can follow me at Stan Willie 2.
Stan Willie 2 is country radio name.
Yep.
I'm that guy Kramer. Y'all, we're going to miss you. Talk about separation anxiety. I always get separation anxiety when we're gone from the radio and the podcast too long. So Thank you for tuning in, checking out 84, and we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.